Welcome to Sonya Book Podcast. So, because it's Halloween, I have been reading, well, some people suggest some haunted books, but I have been reading a book called Murder by the G Major, which is about a teacher. She's a musical teacher. She moves into this house, and the house is haunted. So it's like a murder mystery. So a wife and her husband has been murdered in this house, but it has been told that the husband killed the wife, then turned around and committed suicide. So the husband is haunting her because he wants her to prove that he did not murder his wife and he did not commit suicide, that they both was murdered. So it's Murder in the G Major by Gordon Alexia. This is book one. I think it's a series. It's a Getsemi Brown mystery series. So yes, it's a series. So you have to read that. That one is good. I'm reading that one myself. So here goes some more horror books. Does It Hurt? The Ritual. Lords of the Ring, I think that is. Lords of the Pain. Bloodshed Monster. Still Beating. There Are No Saints. The Predator. Kill Switch. The Mindful Series. Loser. Never Came. Hooked. Raw. Lesson. Trust. The Haunting. So these are some other books that they had recommended to me. And then there's The House of the Beating Wings. Lore. Olympics. Cruel Prince. Once Upon a Broken Heart. And A Court of Wings and Ruin. So y'all know I'll be posting those books on my books Instagram. Please do read those books and also read the one I just told you about. Y'all will find that one really interesting because, like I said, the house is haunted. A wife and a husband has been murdered. And the teacher, that's a musical teacher that moved in, she has to solve the murder. So, and it's so funny why this book is really good, because you know how it takes long for stuff to happen in some books? You'd be like, oh, I'm waiting for... No. It's like soon as she left where she was at, she moved to a whole nother thing, country or state, and she moved into this house. On the same day that she go to apply to the job to be a musical teacher, she comes home and she sees this man standing by the fireplace. She runs out screaming down the block. She runs into this car, and the car is the guy that the person that rented out the house to her told her that she will be able to call, but she don't know this yet. So she asks his name. He tells her. So she's like in her head like, oh, he's the guy that so-and-so told me to call in case something happened. So he runs up to the house to see what's going on, because she's like, there's a man by the fireplace, and he's like, there's no one that lives there. So, but there's like a groundskeeper, maybe that's him. So he goes, but she beats him there because she's like, she don't want to be stranded. And she don't want to be stranded, and he's, something happened to her. So she beats him to the house. They both go in the house. He sees no one. Like, he sees no one. So she says, okay, well, let me just sleep it off, change my clothes. But her luggage and everything has been stolen. But the woman that lived there, that's the woman that used to live there that was murdered. That's her brother that is helping her. That was helping her to see what was happening in the house. So he gives her the clothes. So she's like, oh, she got great taste, Chanel and all this other designer stuff. So she goes and applies for the music teacher. She gets the job because her qualifications is really great. like she basically is like overqualified, so she has like the expertise to do this job. So when she get back home, that's when she sees him. He does all this like swirling things and all this morphine and stuff like that, and he tell her that because he was a musician himself, and he tells her that he did not murder his wife and he did not commit suicide, that she needs to investigate for him. So she said, what is I'm going to do with the information once I find it? He says, well, you're going to take the information to the cops, which the old cops that tried the case is no longer. So he's like, no, you're going to go to the new cop. She said, what I'm going to tell him, that a dead person, a ghost gave me this information. So yes, read the book. The book is, if you're into these type of things, it's a good book, you know. So read that book. And I just started a romance book, but we ain't gonna talk about that right now. I will be posting at sandy.secretdiary.com. You can call me here at sv766752@gmail.com. Follow me at sandy.secretdiary.com if you're into my books. So that's my book, Instagram. Follow me at sandy.secretdiary on Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. Go to my website, http://podcast/wordpress.com. Go to my, follow my son Sounds on Instagram, Apple, Spotify, TJBUCLEIN, book called Black Girl Orange, King's Flex on SoundCloud, Female Reform and Adventure Store in New York, King's Flex. And y'all have a blessed night. Oh, and tell me what y'all think of the books. Like, I'll be posting the pictures of the books, you know, but tell me if y'all read them and what y'all, and if y'all have mystery books or any kind of books that y'all really interested in and y'all like and y'all want to talk about, let me know. All right, have a blessed night.